for AM 930 WEOL.
Scattered showers and 69.
Seven 11 AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It is the WEOL Morning Show, and we are broadcasting live, continuing our spotlight on Lorraine. And this time around, we are at German's Villa in Vermilion, just over the border, where they are having the annual international breakfast. Here on the not really the kickoff. They had sacred music last night as well, but other things. But the breakfast always spotlights the spotlight nationality. The Puerto Rican community is on full display here this morning. And someone who's sort of in charge of what's happening this morning is Chris Rewalk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. I came in here and I see this very festive atmosphere. Are you responsible for the plants, this beautiful display? Tell me about this here.
Well, while I am the breakfast chair, the actual decorations for this event are usually put on by the host committee. This year it's the Puerto Rican host committee. Mary Santiago, Antonio Berrios, and some of the other members put together a lot of the display, the floral displays, and a lot of the pastries you're going to eat today.
Wow. I also see that they have sort of a program here that kind of has a little bit of history of Puerto Rico, why we're, they're proud of it, and sort of on full display a little bit about the nationality, really.
Absolutely. Part of the International Festival and the Spotlight Committee in particular is to focus on one nationality and really spotlight how that nationality has grown in Lorraine. This year, the International Festival focused on the Puerto Rican community and how people with Puerto Rican or people from Puerto Rico came here to Lorraine, usually through by way of the steel mill recruiting. I think it was the late 40s when that happened, and came to Lorraine, settled, and made a life here, and really helped helped Lorraine grow.
Absolutely, and in recent years, sort of because of hurricanes, disasters, and things like Puerto Rico more in the news as well, people who are needing help from that, assistance, even some that may have come to Lorraine because of that also. So that sort of migration, in a sense, continues to today.
Absolutely. We felt this was a perfect time to spotlight the Puerto Rican nationality, the Puerto Rican culture in Lorraine, so that they can spotlight both Lorraine and the island of Puerto Rico.
Chris, how did you become involved in the big event and why?
A few years ago, I had gone to a fundraiser for the International Festival. I believe it was at the IAV in Lorraine. And Ben Davey had seen me and said, "Hey, would you be interested in coming to one of our meetings?" So he pulled me in. I think it was the second meeting. They said, "Hey, Chris, we need somebody to chair the breakfast. And would you mind helping out with that?" And it got dropped in my lap, and I took it. It's been a great event to take hold of.
Yeah. So from your standpoint, what all do you have to do here? The room is all set. Cliff German has everything set up. What's your role in this?
Yeah, Cliff's been great since we've come here to German's Villa. A lot of it is communicating with some of our spotlight organizations and sponsors. CenturyLink's been a great sponsor of this event, I believe, for 23 years now. They've been sponsoring the event. Communicating with them, communicating with the host committee, finding out whatever information they need, getting out in the community, selling tickets to this event, bringing people out here to learn about the International Festival, kick off this weekend, also learn about the Puerto Rican culture.
And you realize within the International Festival, the different community, you have the breakfast, now there's someone involved with the pageant, which takes place Thursday, and then, of course, the festival and bazaar. So everybody has their full plate, if I can
yes.
use a food pun for this.
Pretty good.
Yes, our vice president of the international board, Natalie Rodriguez, focuses on the princess and the princess pageant. She's been working with them for months now, getting everything ready, helping them learn about their individual cultures, and really putting on a great event with that.
Now, your event ends today. Do you kind of take a little breather and think, "Okay, guys, I got that one done now," or do you kind of then see where else you can fit in along the way through the rest of the week?
Fitting in where I can. After this event, my focus is going to be on seeing what I can do to help the other events go off without a hitch, whether it's helping with the pageant. I don't know if I'll need to help with that, but helping with the festival and bazaar over the weekend, I pretty much block off time in order to help with that. We do have a kid zone up there where there's going to be events and I believe face painting, balloons, things for kids to do at the festival and bazaar as well, which we'll need a lot of help for, gates, cleanup, things like that.
I saw the color guard getting ready, the different officials, the Lorain Police Department, North Ridgeville Police as well, in the parking lot getting everything ready here for the opening part of the International Breakfast of Ceremonies. Usually there you have a keynote speaker, a special guest. Who do you have for today?
Well, today we have our keynote speaker is going to be State Representative Dan Ramos. He's been in the State House for a few years now. He is term limited out this year. But he's looking at other ways to serve the community, and I'm sure he'll be able to give us some insight on both his job and what he's been able to do to help Lorain, as well as his Puerto Rican heritage and how that's impacted him in his life. We also, during this spotlight, a few other organizations. The one organization that's spotlighted today is the Lorain Public Library. They've been a great assistant. They've been very helpful in putting forth assistance with archiving some of our old material from over the years. So I think that's a partnership that not only is going to happen this year, but will grow forward.
I know that in the past they've also at the festival or other places they have like a sort of a chronology of all the princesses, the pageant yes. winners and things throughout there as well. So
yeah. Today actually allows us to spotlight, it's one of the last jobs of the old princess, Madison, I will probably butcher her name, Maniachi. She will participate in here by, I think, leading the pledge. And after tonight, after tomorrow night, we'll have a new princess who will then take over some of the duties.
Of course, they'll be arriving here soon in all their full outfits for their different nationalities. That's quite a sight. That's a unique thing, I think, from the International
Absolutely.
Festival and this breakfast, too.
Absolutely. I believe we have 23 princesses this year, plus three court members, plus Madison, who was the queen last year. So altogether, 27 princesses showcasing the four from last year as well as the 23 from this year. So they will be here shortly and interacting with everybody here at the breakfast.
I don't want to put you on the spot. Can you give us any indication of what that giant head is over on that other table over there? Do you have any clue as to what that might be about?
Only a little bit. Antonio Berrios and the Lorain Arts Council last year as well as this year has been working with Mr. Melendez, who is an artist and makes masks, both you'll see some laying on the ground that are more indicative of past culture, and he also does foam masks that are more realistic or lifelike. They've been participating in a mask-making workshop at the Lorain Arts Council over the last few weeks, and those masks will be showcased with the Puerto Rican Cultural Committee's float in the International Parade on Sunday.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that. That's one of the other big events where not only do they get to see the queen and her court on that parade, but a lot of other people celebrating that. Another big part of the International Festival.
Absolutely. The parade, I don't know the exact kickoff time, but that will be kicking off Sunday morning and going down Broadway in Lorain.
Craig, I have that information right in front of me here. I think it's 11:30, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds about right.
Right.
Well, you know what, Bruce? We are here in the lobby of German's Villa. The doors are open. People are coming in to get ready for this morning's breakfast. And that's kind of like a red carpet event in a way, because so many different people are coming in. We've had three princesses come in already.
Really?
Yeah.
Dan, you must have had my full attention, because normally I get distracted by colorful outfits as well. Not to the nice young ladies walking through here, but sometimes we become ticket takers too. People assume that we might be something with a breakfast, so you know, occasionally
if they want, there is a princess taking tickets so there will be somebody taking
if perhaps. Anybody wants to give us money, hey, what can we do?
Hey, that's
we're
exactly
right here.
But I love this display that they put out front. It walks in sort of like a little bit of a shack, looks like this with wood with the birds, like the parrots on here, and then the large big leaf plants as well. So it really sets up a very exciting atmosphere for today.
The host committee, the Puerto Rican host committee, has done a fabulous job with really trying to encompass the culture in their decorations here today, and I think it's just appears wonderful right. So far. I haven't seen all of it yet.
The first thing he said is still in my mind. You said they'll have special Puerto Rican desserts that'll be at this breakfast. Any clue as to what you've seen there, or what did they share any names of those items at all?
I know there's flan. I don't know the specifics of what else. I've just seen them come by on a cart, and I am hungry already.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, we appreciate your time this morning. I know you're busy getting ready. Everything's coming together from what you had planned on paper. Now it's actually taking place this morning. Chris Rewalk joining us this morning. He's the chair of the International Breakfast. Thanks for stopping again.
Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing everybody this weekend.
Absolutely. The International Festival, it's the International Week here in Lorain. That's why we like to spotlight Lorain. We were out yesterday over near the lake. Day number two, by the way, Craig, of a little bit of rain out there as well.